now John come home. All in a wonder, he rattled at the door just like thunder. "Who is that, Mr. Henley?" cried. "'Tis my husband you must hire." Then John sat down by the fireside weeping, and up that chimney he got to peeping. There he saw that poor old soul setting up a straddle of the pot rack pole. Then John built on a rousing fire just to suit his own desire. His wife got out with a free good will. "Don't do that for the man you'll kill." Then John ranged up and down he fetched him like a coon. When a dog had catched him, he blacked his eyes and then did better. Kicked him out right on his setter. Then his wife, she crawled in under the bed, and he pulled her out by the hair of the head. And when I'm gone, remember then, he kicked her where the chinches had been. Now the law went down and John went up. He didn't have the chance of a yaller pup. They sent him down to the old chain gang for beating his wife with a dear little thing. Well, John didn't worry, but John didn't cry, but when he got back home, he socked her an eye. They took him right back to the old town jail, but his wife got lonesome and she paid his bail. Then the judge sent him back, made him work so hard, he longed to be home in his own front yard. They kept him there and wouldn't turn him loose. I could tell you more about him, but there ain't no use.